Jack Armstrong!
Jack Armstrong!
Jack Armstrong!
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the Piper Hudson high, boys. Show them how we stand. Every shot our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Hello?
Mr. McCormick?
Yes?
This is Larry. Don't say a word to the fellas and girls until I get there.
But Larry...
I'll be there in just a second.
But we're on...
Come on, Mr. McCormick. I'll be seeing you.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Well, here I am.
Say, that was quick.
Oh, I'd have been here sooner, but I got held up by traffic. But say, I got something important to tell Jack Armstrong's friends. It's about...
The Luminous Dragon's Eye Ring, right?
Right.
Okay, go ahead, Larry.
Well, I've just found out that if you don't get your order in the mail by midnight next Monday, you won't be able to get a Luminous Dragon's Eye Ring. No, that is important, isn't it, Mr. McCormick?
You bet it is. Next Monday at midnight is absolutely and finally the deadline.
And say, fellas, if you could see one of these keen rings, I'll bet you'd have your order in the mail so fast it would make my head swim. I've got a dragon's eye ring right here on my finger, and it's plenty swell. Why, it looks almost like beautiful white old ivory. There are a couple of crocodiles on the sides, and their jaws are wide open, holding a swell, genuine ten-eyed eye. And,
But does it fit you, Larry?
Oh, I'll say it does, Mr. McCormick. You see, the tails of the crocodiles make the band of the ring, and they can be spread or squeezed to fit any size finger. But there's something else that makes the Luminous Dragon's Eye ring different from any other ring I've ever seen. Look here, Mr. McCormick. I'll take the ring off and then cut my hands around it. Now, look through this little crack between my fingers.
Here, let's see. Well, I'll be doggone. Why, that ring's glowing just as if it was filled with some kind of magic green fire.
You bet. But you ought to see it at night when it's pitch dark. Gee, it looks just like the green eye of a dragon. And all you have to do to make it shine in the dark is to put it out in the sunlight or near some other bright light for a little while.
Well, fellas and girls, this is your one and only chance to own a Luminous Dragon's Eye ring. They're made especially for the friends of Jack Armstrong, and they're not for sale in any store in the United States. Now, here's all you have to do to get one. Tear off the top of a Wheaties package and mail it together with 10 cents in coin and your name and address direct to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's all there is to it. But don't wait, or you may be too late. Send in your order for a Luminous Dragon's Eye ring to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota, today for sure. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Jack and Billy and Betty have received a note from Uncle Jim telling them to meet him at the Yochan Restaurant, Manila. They know that the international adventurer, Dr. Chapato, with Blackbeard, Lazaro, and others, are trying to steal an important chart and luminous ring from Uncle Jim, and they suspect that the message may not be genuine. Nevertheless, they have left their schooner Spindrift anchored in Manila Harbor and are on their way in a taxi to the Yochan Restaurant to see what it's all about. Listen.
What on earth would Uncle Jim want us to meet him in this part of Manila for?
We aren't there yet, Betty. Maybe this is just the shortest way.
It certainly must be the darkest way.
Billy, the more I think of that note from Uncle Jim, the more I think it was forged. I don't really believe that Uncle Jim is at the Yochan Restaurant.
But gee whiz, Jack, it was certainly in Uncle Jim's handwriting.
And Uncle Jim said he'd get word to us, Jack.
But Blackbeard overheard him say he'd get word to us. And as for the handwriting, well, that Chapato is pretty smart. I'll bet he could forge anybody's handwriting if he wanted to.
But why should anyone want to get us there, Jack? They might know that we wouldn't have the chart and ring with us.
Oh, wait a minute, Billy. They know that Uncle Jim isn't on the Spindrift now. Maybe they want to go on board and try to find the chart and ring while everyone is ashore.
Well, they'll have a fat chance of finding the chart and ring. Uncle Jim said he had it hidden where no one could find it. Not unless they take the ship apart.
But Chapato doesn't know that. Maybe he thinks it's hidden in just an ordinary place.
Well, it's not hidden in just an ordinary place. When Uncle Jim hid it, you can bet your boots it'll take some hunting to find it.
Well, here's that big, thick wall again. We're going to go through it. We're going through a sally port.
Oh, look, we're back on the waterfront again. I can see the lights of old steamers tied up to the dock.
It's not the main waterfront, Betty. It's the Pasig River. It flows into the harbor.
Well, whatever it is, Jack, I don't like it. It's too dark. And there isn't anything here but crumbling old warehouses and queer-looking little Chinese shops.
Oh, Jack, I think you're right. I don't believe Uncle Jim would ever ask us to meet him in this part of town.
I don't know, Betty. The note said he had news of the constabulary sergeant he was looking for. this is just the part of town where the constabulary sergeant might be.
Well, I still think that we'd better go back and wait for Uncle Jim at the hotel.
It would be safer, Billy. But suppose Uncle Jim is really waiting for us here. Suppose it's important. Then we might upset his plans by not meeting him.
And anyway, Billy, Jack telephoned the hotel and left word for Uncle Jim where we were going. So if Uncle Jim isn't here, he'll get the message, and if anything happens to us, he'll know where we are.
But that may get Uncle Jim in a jam, Betty, if he tries to come and get us. We know that he won't bring the police with him.
Gosh, it'd ruin all his plans if the story of the lost uranium got out.
We'll have to be careful not to get Uncle Jim in a jam. Yeah, this waterfront street is dark, isn't it? If it weren't for the lights of those old steamers tied up at the wharves, we couldn't see a thing.
Look, Jack, ahead of us. There's a sign that says Yo Chan Restaurant. We're almost there.
We'd better drive past it first and take a look at it. Driver, go on past the Yo Chan Restaurant and then stop.
I hope he understands English, Jack.
He understood. He nodded his head.
It's not much of a restaurant, is it? It's right on the waterfront, too. It's just the sort of place Chapato and Blackbeard might use.
But it's just the sort of place where Uncle Jim might find the constabulary sergeant, too, Betty. All right, driver, stop here. You stay here in the taxi, Betty. Billy and I'll walk back and give the Yo Chan restaurant a good looking over. If Uncle Jim's really inside, we'll call you.
All right, Jack. Oh, but do be careful. I just know that Chapato and Blackbeard are up to some mischief.
We'll be careful, Betty. If we come back on the run, you have the taxi driver start up his engine and be all set to speed away.
We'll have the engine going and the door open, Jack.
Come on, Billy. Let's see if Uncle Jim is really in the Yo Chan restaurant.
Gosh, this is sure a spooky part of town, Jack. Why, there's hardly a light shining, except on the steamers and in the restaurant.
It is sort of a mysterious part of town, isn't it, Billy? Even the warm night air smells mysterious. Hemp and spices and coconuts and all sorts of things.
I'll bet you these old wharves could tell plenty of stories if they could talk.
We want to make sure they don't have any stories to tell about us, Billy. Here's the restaurant. It's got a large glass window in front. We'll just walk by and see if we can spot Uncle Jim in there.
There. Now you can see the whole restaurant, Jack. It's almost empty except for a couple of men at one table. They look like Chinese.
Don't stop, Billy. Keep on walking. Don't give them a chance to see who we are.
We're past it now, Jack. I didn't see Uncle Jim, did you?
He certainly isn't in there. The whole thing's a frame-up, Billy.
Let's walk around to the back of the restaurant, Jack, toward the river. We might see something on that side.
All right, Billy, it looks safe enough. No one seems to be on the lookout for us.
It's all dark around the back end of the building, Jack.
No, it's not, Billy. There's a bit of light seeping through a chink in the wall. Something's going on inside.
I'll bet you that this is Dr. Chapato's headquarters. I wouldn't be surprised if this is where his whole crew hang out.
It'd be a good place for them. There's nothing back of this building except the wharves and some old lifeboats stacked up.
There's an old schooner tied up at the wharf. An old Filipino schooner. There's a light in the main cabin.
Maybe that's Chapato's headquarters on the old schooner.
Listen, Jack. I heard a car driving up in front of the restaurant.
Someone's getting out. They must be going into the restaurant.
Maybe it's Uncle Jim. Let's go to the front and see.
Easy, Billy. Let's take it slow. If it's not Uncle Jim, and if someone else is still in that car, we've got to be careful. We'll edge around the side of the building and see what we can see.
It's all right, Jack. We'll stick right in close to the side. I can just see the front of the car now.
There's Betty in the street. She's left the taxi. She's looking for us.
Something must have happened. I'll give her the old whistle so she'll know where we are.
She hears you, Billy. She's coming this way.
She's running. She must have discovered something, Jack.
Here we are, Betty. Right back of the building. What's the matter?
Jack, did you see that car drive up?
We heard it, Betty. Who was in it?
That was the car that ran into our taxi. The same two men were in it. They went into the restaurant.
Jumpin' Jimily gee whiz, we'd better get away from this place.
You're right, Billy. We'll get back to the taxi and go to the hotel.
Did you hear that? Someone's leaving the restaurant.
There they are. We can see them.
Look, one of them is pointing at our taxi.
Gosh, all hemlock. They suspected we're around here somewhere.
They're going to hunt for us. One of them's coming this way.
And the other guy is going around to the other side of the building.
Oh, Jack, what are we going to do?
If they see us, they'll call the whole crew. We can hide behind those old lifeboats near the wharf. Follow me, quick.
Boy, am I glad it's dark now.
This way, Betty. Right behind this pile of old lifeboats. Here we are. They can't see us now.
Look, Jack, we got here just in time. There they are.
They're looking for us. They still think we're here somewhere.
They'll be over this way in a minute. Here they come now.
This is getting bad. We'd better climb into this old lifeboat, the one on top of the stack. They'll never look for us there. Come on, Betty. Quick.
Easy, Betty.
Easy now. There. They can't see us, but they can hear us if we make a noise. Get in, Betty.
I'm all right, Jack.
So am I. Hurry, Jack. I'm in now. Crouch down so they can't see you. They're coming this way.
Oh, this suspense is awful. I wish we could see what they're doing.
I can see them, Betty. I'm looking through this rotten plank with a hole in it. I can see everything they do.
What are they doing, Jack?
Are they looking for us?
You bet they're looking for us. They're looking all around this stack of lifeboats.
Oh, I hope they don't try and look inside this lifeboat on top.
I don't think they will, Betty. Billy, one of them's going to that old schooner.
Then that schooner must be a part of Dr. Shapiro's headquarters, Jack.
Is the other man going, Jack? Can we slip away now?
Not a chance, Betty. He's standing by. He's watching everything.
But you and I could handle him, Jack.
Yeah, we could handle him all right. But he'd give the alarm and we'd find a whole flock of Shapiro's men coming out of the restaurant. We'd never get back to the taxi.
It's a good thing I paid the taxi driver. I had to anyway. He wouldn't let me leave until I did.
Shh, Betty, not so loud. We don't want that chap to hear us.
I wonder what the other man is doing at the schooner. Can you see him, Jack?
I can't see him now, Billy. He went down into the main cabin of the schooner. But I can see the schooner.
Maybe he thinks we went on board the schooner, Billy.
Oh, jumping Jiminy. That'd be a darn fool thing for us to do. Why, for all we know, Shapiro himself may be on that schooner.
We left Shapiro on the Black Shark in the harbor, Billy. But Blackbeard and some of the crew may be here.
Is the other man watching now, Jack? Couldn't we try to slip away?
No, he couldn't help but see us if we did, Betty. Wait a minute. Someone's coming up from the cabin on the old schooner. It looks like... Say, it's Blackbeard.
Is he getting off the schooner?
Not yet. Someone else is coming up. It's the same man who was looking for us.
Is Blackbeard going to help him hunt for us?
There's a third man coming up. He looks familiar, but I can't quite place him.
Are you sure it isn't Shapiro, Jack?
No, it's not Shapiro. They're all coming off the schooner now. Wait, I know who the other chap is. It's Lazaro.
Lazaro? The oily-tongued fellow who jiu-jitsued me back in San Francisco Harbor?
That's the one, Billy. Quiet now. They're coming this way.
What are they going to do, Jack? Are they going to hunt for us some more?
I don't think so, Betty. They look as though they're going back to the restaurant. Yep, they're going back.
Oh, that's a break for us. Once they get inside the restaurant, we can slip away.
Tell us when we can get out, Jack. I'm all twisted up from crouching down inside this lifeboat.
It'll be safe in half a jiffy, Betty. No, it won't be safe. They're leaving one of the men in back of the restaurant to keep an eye out.
Jumpin' Jiminy, we'll never get out of this place.
Billy, I've got an idea. We can get on board that schooner without the lookout man seeing us.
You mean...
That's just what I mean, Billy. We'll leave Betty here to give us a signal if they come back. You and I can get on the schooner and see what Blackbeard and Lazaro are up to.
Say, that's a mighty risky thing that Jack's planning to do. But if they can really find out something important, it'll be worth the risk of going on Lazaro's boat. But it'll be too bad if Blackbeard and Lazaro come back unless Betty can warn them in time. And by the way... Where's Uncle Jim? He should have received Jack's message by this time. Is he on his way to the O'Chan restaurant? Jack and Billy and Betty may need him before they're through because exciting things are going to happen on the schooner. So be on hand, all of you, at the same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of The Chart and Ring with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Say, have you seen any of your friends' luminous dragon's eye rings? Well, it's my bet that if you have seen one of these amazing rings, you've already got your order for one in the mail. And I don't blame you a bit. The luminous dragon's eye ring is different from any other ring I've ever seen. Think of it. This beautiful ring actually glows in the dark as if it were filled with a mysterious green fire. But remember, if you're going to get one of these rings, you've got to act fast. Tear off the top of a Wheaties package and mail it together with 10 cents in coin and your name and address to Jack Armstrong, Minneapolis, Minnesota. But don't wait. Get going. Send in your order for the amazing luminous dragon's eye ring tonight for sure.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try Wheaties?
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong... The All-American Boy.
The best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Every Shark TV champion.